We are looking at accessible information, and during lockdown and all around COVID-19, that information is more important than ever, absolutely crucial, in fact, for our health and safety. Now, if you're blind or partially sighted, what does that mean for you? How do you get that information in a timely manner? Well, today I'm joined by Christina McKelvey, who is the Minister for Older People and Equalities. Christina, thank you for joining us.
Lovely to be with you.
Can you tell us, first of all, Christina, when it comes to the information, how does the Scottish Government make it as available as quickly as possible?
So you'll know that there's been a huge media exercise in ensuring that people get the right information. Now, we were very mindful at the beginning of all of this information, given its importance of public health, keeping people safe, protecting people from the virus. We made sure early doors to consult many of our stakeholders, including you guys as well, to make sure that we could provide as much of the information in as many formats as possible. So that's across a number of languages, including BSL, easy read, you know, large print, braille, all of the sort of formats that would enable anyone to have the information in the format that they really needed, so that, you know, they got it in a way that they could understand. And we got the message across as well, which was the important part.
How do you make that information as accessible as possible? Because I'm assuming, you know, it's not just languages you're looking at here, that there's a whole raft of things you need to take into consideration.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got an excellent stakeholder group that, you know, help us very much with inclusive communications. And you'll know that, you know, inclusive communications is baked into the law for the past couple of years as well. Again, just to make sure that Scotland and its information and its government is as open and accessible in a format that you understand as widely as possible. We've worked with a number of organisations really just to ensure that every single piece of information we've got going out, whether it's in written form, you know, letters directly to people's homes, that letter in a format that works for you, an easy read or large print, it can be translated into braille, and I think XXL, all of these formats, but obviously again that includes across different languages, and we do include BSL as one of those languages. And you'll have seen, you know, the First Minister's statements every day have had a BSL interpreter with her, because we really felt that people needed to get the most important pieces of information in a way that they could understand and therefore protect themselves and their families and their households.
So do you take a lot of advice and help from organisations like RNIB Scotland when it comes to something like this? Because it's probably no overestimating how important this information is.
Yeah, no, absolutely. As I say, we take a lot of information from many of the organisations that we work right now, RNIB being one, Deafblind Scotland being another, the Learning Disability Consortium and Alliance being another one as well, and cut across the work that we do with Contact Scotland BSL service, which is a service, as you know, funded by the Scottish Government in order for people to have access to BSL, which includes video calls, a sort of a three-way service that can be signed to someone so that they can understand what the other party is saying, and obviously the interpreter then signs that back to the service user who used the call, or they can send it in braille, in a braille message, or obviously an electronic reader format as well.
Is there a quick turnaround for the accessible information, because, you know, the advice and so on does change very, very quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. We try to make it as quickly as possible now. So at the beginning, when there was a huge amount of information coming out, there was a lag of quite a few days, and we've managed to absolutely get to the point where I think when something's been announced now, we've got it in the format that somebody needs very, very quickly after that. So the whole team geared up to make sure that when we have new bits of information, like, you know, the route map out of lockdown, for instance, the equality impact assessment for that is 100 pages long. And that was to make sure that we had touched every single person with that information on the easing of lockdown and the route map out. And then when we've got sort of updates from the First Minister's briefing every day, working with all of our brilliant stakeholders to make sure that that information is out there as quickly as possible. And then sometimes that's a very, very quick turnaround as well, given the complexity of the information and the volume of it as well.
Just one final question then, Christina. If people would like more information, or, you know, take a closer look at some of this, what's the best way to do that?
In the way that suits you. So, as I say, we're working with many stakeholders who are doing lots of this work for us, because we felt it was important to have the people with the lived experience and the people who know what they need informing us in the work that we do. So NHS Inform should have as much information there in the many formats as you can have. The Scottish Government, working alongside NHS Glasgow and Clyde, NHS Lothian and NHS 24, have been working together to provide translations of the COVID-19 info. And as I say, it's been translated into a number of languages, including Arabic and Mandarin, Polish, Slovak, and of course British Sign Language. But let us know what you need, and we'll attempt to get that to you as quickly as possible. The accessible information on Test and Protect, because I think that's an important next step that we're moving into now, is how do we ensure that you get the right information in Test and Protect. And we've got a Test and Protect website, which is gov.scot, and it's /test-and-protect. And on that now, we have Test and Protect translated into 17 languages, easy read, audio, BSL, and large print format. So hopefully we should have managed to create the circumstances where you can access that information, the format that you need in a way that you want it. If we've missed any of that, please let me know, because as I said, we're building on it every single day to make sure that we've got as many opportunities to get that information across in the way that you want it in the quickest way possible too.
Christina McKelvey, MSP, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.